this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Now, somebody who knows about big money, not in that particular case, but something that is important nonetheless, is luxury goods in this country. Luxury goods, you see, have made a big resurgence in Australia. And if you go and have a look at some of the big growth that's happened in vehicles, and we know sales have gone up over the past 12 months, then you know also that the percentage increase of brands such as, well, Porsche, Maserati, Ferrari, Lamborghini, and Rolls-Royce, well, they've had big jumps. And when there's a new model that comes out, because there is certainly money in certain parts of Australia right now, you can expect that that money will try and chase those new models as well. Well, right now, there is the launch of the new Rolls-Royce Phantom. Now, that's going to certainly gather plenty of intelligence. In some ways, when you look at the new Phantom, you can see it's gone almost back to the old school Rolls-Royce, if I can put it that way. Beautiful interior, beautiful big solid exterior as well. Let's now go to Paul Harris, the head of Asia Pacific for Rolls-Royce, who joins me now. Many thanks for your time, Paul.
Thanks, Ross. Very nice to talk to you.
Tell me, who is going to buy this car?
Well, Phantom, and since its renaissance under Phantom 7 and Phantom 8, we believe will appeal to those people it's appealed to in the past, which are the titans of industry, the leaders of business sectors, entrepreneurs, and just generally speaking, the ultra-high net worths of the globe, and the people who set the pace and have been known to be the leaders of the world for many, many years.
The Rolls-Royce Phantom debuted in 1925. It really is the ultimate in luxury cars. Of course, in years gone by, it was generally driven by a chauffeur who would ferry around its passengers, its high net worth passengers, in the back seat. It doesn't quite work that way these days, does it?
Well, it does. It depends on the market. Some markets, it's very much a chauffeur-orientated car, and in other markets, it isn't. Australia is a market that's very, very interested in, you know, people driving their own cars. And the new Phantom 8 really brings that home because it has a number of hidden but very relevant driver assistance packages. So it's very much driven in a way whereby you can either be chauffeured or you can drive the car yourself. So it's a fantastic new model. We're very proud of it. It's a great iteration of the renaissance of Rolls-Royce and definitely a car to be proud of at the pinnacle for Rolls-Royce.
Okay, the other aspect of this also is it is a very traditional car, and Rolls-Royce has always prided itself on its traditions. And yet, of course, motoring, we know, with the Tesla and other vehicles with higher degrees of technology are coming out. How is it that you can maintain those traditions that Rolls-Royce is known for and yet also embrace the latest in technology?
I think that we're able to do that in a number of ways, really. One is that we have a meticulous attention to detail in everything that we do in Rolls-Royce, and everything that we put in the car is put in by hand and not automated. So we have a fantastic handcrafted facility in the home of Rolls-Royce in Goodwood in the south of England, where the artisans who make and craft our cars work meticulously on them. Now, we even say that some of the cars adopt some of the DNA of the people who make it, and when you sit in the car, you can feel that. And very much that is the case. So a modern Rolls-Royce Phantom 8 very much has usable technology, but underneath the skin, you can definitely feel the luxury of hand craftsmanship and what a customer really ideally wants to specify in that car when they go down the route of bespoking that car and making it for their own individual
requirement. I was going to say to you, the 6.75-litre, so 6.75-litre twin-turbo V12 engine, of course, there's a bit of weight in a Rolls-Royce, always has been, so it needs that sort of power to give the sort of performance and the sort of luxury finish, if you like, that the motorist would be expecting.
Yeah, I mean, the new car is definitely very powerful, as it was the old car. In actual fact, this new car has 20% more torque than the previous one, although the previous one, as the Rolls-Royce company would describe it, ample. The boot space is larger, and the fuel efficiency is more efficient as well, as we've made a larger, more powerful car, but made it more fuel efficient and more relevant. But at the same time, we've even made it quieter as well, so it's now 10% quieter than the previous car as well. And all of that's achieved by the car being underpinned by the most modern technology and a unique Rolls-Royce architecture for the future. So overall, the car is a significant step forward in automotive, and more importantly, a significant step forward in luxury and the way that people can bespoke a car and enjoy the infamous or very, very famous magic carpet ride of a Rolls-Royce.
Okay, take me back to the previous model that you've been selling. How many generally would you sell per year in Australia?
Well, we don't talk about specific numbers, but of course they're published. I'd say it's double digits, and this year we're approaching triple digits. So we're very pleased with the growth in Australia, and that really is flagged by the growth in Australian entrepreneurs and successful people and high net worth. You know, Australia is one of the growth engines for ultra high net worth domicility in the whole of Asia. So, and that looks set to grow for another 10, 15 years to come. So that's one of the reasons why we've been, you know, driving on. But a Rolls-Royce has never really been about chasing sales numbers. It's been about meeting unique customers' needs and requirements.
And that's one of the interesting things is the customer base, the people that you attract, and that's all part of the allure of the brand as well. Now, I'm going to do the thing that I shouldn't do, because they always say if you ask the price of a Rolls-Royce, you can't actually afford it. So I'm giving myself away before I even start, Paul. But I'm going to ask you, what price is this new model Phantom going to come out at?
An SWB, which is ample for Australia, starts at $950,000. And an EWB, the longer version, is $1.1 million.
All right, just hang on. There's a few people just going to pick themselves up off the floor there. So the version that's going to come to Australia that you say will be ample for Australia, which model is that?
That's the standard wheelbase.
The standard wheelbase, and that is going to be $950,000. $950,000, and the long wheelbase, $1.1 million.
Correct, that's right.
And the people who can afford it will not even need to ask the price. That is the truth of Rolls-Royce, and that's because they will simply want that particular car, the new Rolls-Royce Phantom. And ask yourself, can you afford that car, $1.1 million? That is more than the median house price in Sydney right now. Paul Harris is the Regional Director of the Asia-Pacific for Rolls-Royce. And Paul, great to chat to you on the program. It's a great story, great tradition, and really good to talk about it here on Money News.
Thank you very much.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.